Namaskar. This is Raghunath Rao Nemanik. Let me recite a Brihaspati Gayatri from Rigveda, just to keep everything in sync today. Vrushabham charsaninam visvarupamadabhyam Brihaspatim varenyam. Let me pray to Lord Ganesha. Om gananantva ganapatim havamahe kavim kavinam upavasravastamam Jyastarajam brahmanam brahmanaspata anasrunvan nutibhitsidasadhanam Sri Mahaganapataye namaham. I will take a few minutes to talk about the Jyotisha fundamentals. To be very precise, I want to start with the foundations and the what you call the creation process first. The creation has got a lot of relevance in terms of Jyotish. So I wanted to talk about those things a few minutes before I go to the Jyotish foundations itself. Jyotish comes from the words Jyoti, which is a light, and Isha, to seek the light. Isha is also from Ishvara, we call. It represents one of the names of the sun god, Surya Devata, as we all know, who is in the main giver of the light and life. When the light fails on any object, when the light actually falls on any object, rather, it reveals the form and structure of the objects. To be very honest with you, as we all know, without light we cannot see any objects. That's what we are talking about. The light, which is nothing but Jyoti, Jyoti Isha is basically Jyotish, which means Jyotish is basically giving a light to us in a different forms. In the same way, the inner light represented by Jyotish reveals the inner eyes, which helps us to see the cause, the path, and the goal of the individual life. So when we connect all these pieces together, without a guru, we cannot get the light. That's why I offer my namaste, my pranams to Guruji first, Brihaspati Gurudeva, as well as my Guru Sri Omkarji. We all know there are 33 devas, or in other words, we can also say the 33 crores of devatas we have. But how actually this origination, I want to talk before we go into Jyotish again. These 33 devas are constituting of various components, and the word deva is actually derived from the root of divu. Now, the 33 number, how it came, if you ask this question first, there's a little interesting thing actually forming this particular 33 numbers. We have Ashtavasus, or eight Vasus, or Ashtavasavas, they call. There are eight in number. The Satapada Brahmana gives the list of eight Vasus as Agni, Prithvi, Vayu, Antariksha, Aditya, Dyayo, Chandrama, and Nakshatra. So these are the eight Vasus, and the Vishnu Purana also makes this more lucid in the defining the Vasus as Apa, which is a Jala Tattva, a liquid in state, Dhara, which is Prithvi Tattva, Anila, which is Vayu Tattva, Anala, Agni Tattva, Dhruva, the polar star, which we call is Akasha Tattva, Soma, the moon, Pratyusha, basically the sun, and Prabhasa, which is basically the nakshatras. We have 27 or 28, including Abhijit. This is the list of eight versus the first principles of Jyotish, where the bodies that create all being as well as guide them through various activities are defined. Now we wanted to go how the number 33 came of devas. So we have seen so far eight Ashtavasus. Number two, we have Ekadasha Rudras, means 11 Rudras we have. These 11 Rudras, including Maheshwara, are responsible for destruction of everything that has been created and form the second principle of Jyotish. In the first stage, there is a destruction of the physical body by the going away of any of the 10 Rudras. Thereafter, the Atma, the soul, separated from the Mana, which is mind, by Maheshwara, which is Shiva himself, is the 11th Rudra. So the two nodes of the moon called Rahu and Ketu. Now the Ekadasha Rudras, which we have 11 numbers, and Ashtavasus, if we combine these two, or if we add these two, we get 19. But still we need to get 33, so let's find out them. That is why the Ekadash Rudras, if you see the Rudram Chamaka Prashna, we have 11 Anuvakas as well, because that's what it represents. Let's go to the next piece, which is a Dvadasa Adityas. The third principle of Jyotish is that of time and space, which is defined by the Dvadasa Adityas, which is 12 signs of Zodiac, with the sun as their overlord. The solar month and solar year are the foundation of the Vedic astrology, that further subdivisions of time are to be determined by the based on solar motion. If you look at the Dvadas Adityas, the solar calendar consisting of 12 houses of 30 degrees each, covering the total span of 360 degrees. These are called the 12 sun signs, in other words called Dvadas Adityas. Let me chant these names of the 12 Rashis. The first one is Mesha, next is Vrishabha, Mithuna, Karka, Simha, Kanya, Tula, Vrishchika, Dhanush, Makara, Kumbha, and Mena. So now we have covered three foundations or creation principles which are so much related to Jyotish. First we talked about Ashtavasus, then Ekadasa Rudras, and we also talked about Dvadasa Adityas. If we add these three, we have 8 plus 11 plus 12, which comes to 31. But we need to get the 33 Devas, right? Indra and Prajapati, they are the two ones. If you include these two, it will become 33. So the fourth principle of Jyotish is called Lagna, or the ascendant, representing the seat of Prajapati. He's the ruler, basically. Indra is seated in the throne of Zodiac, indicated by the point in the mid-heavens. This is the area of the 10th house, counted from the Lagna, or ascendant sign, which is basically called the Karmasthana. So you got Lagna as Prajapati, and Karmasthana, or the 10th house, is by the Indra. So these 33 are the Devas, and actually the Zodiac, or the astrology, is completely based on these principles of creation. Now, in mythology, the sun is portrayed as driving the chariot, or chariot, which are pulled by seven wonderful horses. These seven horses are actually the seven rays of sun, which is a spectrum of the seven colors, which are the reflection of the pure white light, the light of the soul. The number seven is also very most important. We have seven grahas, seven rasas, that is seven tastes, seven seas, seven spiritual and seven material talas, atalat. So these are the talas as well. So the seven has got a lot of importance. That's why we have seven planets too. On the practical level, through the birth chart and other tools, one can identify the state of the soul, mind and body of a person, which determines the cycles of good and bad luck, pinpoint exact events. Let's briefly talk about tattvas. You know, there are five principal elements or states of existence of all material body called tattva. There are solid state called prithvi tattva, the liquid state called jala tattva or water, the gaseous state called vayu tattva, the vacuum state called akasha tattva or energy state called agni. Each sign is assigned one of the four principles of elements of agni, loosely called fire, Vayu, Prithvi, or Jala Tattvas. See how these are all connected to the Zodiac. Each sign actually has got one of these Tattvas elves. Panchanga is the important point. I want to talk a little bit about Panchanga. Panchanga means five parts, organs of any time and control, different element of the time. The Panchanga is made up of five things. The first one is Tithi, which is actually, if you look at the Tattva point of view, it's Jala Tattva. This shows the prosperity and well-being. And this is the Vedic date of the lunar calendar and is a measure of the distance between the sun and moon starting from Pratipada when they conjoin at Purnima, when they oppose at 180 degrees. There are 15 Tithis in Shukla Paksha and 15 Tithis in Krishna Paksha. The Shukla Paksha has got Tithis from Pratipada, Dvitiya, Tritiya, చతుర్థి, పంచమి, షష్ఠి, సప్తమి, అష్టమి, నవమి, దశమి, ఏకాదశి, ద్వాదశి, త్రయోదశి, చతుర్దశి, పౌర్ణిమ. Similarly, we have another 15 tithis in the Krishna Paksha as well. The difference we call the Paurnima becomes Amavasya in the Krishna Paksha. Like that, we have Vara. Vara is actually Agni Tattva. This shows the vitality, life of the undertakings, you know, it gives that kind of focal points, important things. The third one is Nakshatra. Vayu Tattva, this shows strength, and utilization of strength. The fourth one is Yoga, which is Akasha Tattva. What is binding everything together? It talks about what prevents the falling apart. For example, in any organization, everyone is binded by the Akasha Tattva. Like, we are all binded in this organization, Pranavapitam, by the Akasha Tattva itself. The Karna, which is Prithvi Tattva. This shows the accomplishments, achievements, final outcomes of the event. This also shows what you want to achieve. Any solid is a bhutatva. Prithvi tattva, bhutatva, basically the same. So panchanga is the most important thing to see while looking for the right muhurtas, looking at the auspicious times, looking at what is the quality of the life to see. That's why I think our traditional pandits or the gurus, they use always the panchanga to take care of many things. The Jyotishis comprises of three things. They are called Siddhanta, Samhita and Hora. As I said before, Jyotish is one of the Vedangas. It's also called Veda Anga. Means a Anga of the Vedas, part of the Veda. It's a limb of the Veda, you know. And is divided into six broad divisions. The first one is called Shiksha, instruction basically. This explains the proper articulation and the pronunciation of the Vedic texts. And the second one is Chandas, it deals with the prosodi or the meter. The Vyakarana is the third one, in which the language is grammatically described, how we can tell the grammar and things like that. And the fourth one is called Nirukta. Fourth one is called Nirukta, which discusses and gives the meaning of a complex words. The fifth one is called Kalpa. It explains the correct way of performing the rituals. The sixth one is called Jyotisha. That's what we are talking today. A system of astrology. And astrology used to determine the right times of rituals. It is a Vedanga based on the intimate understanding of the correlation between planetary movements and terrestrial happenings as well. Now, let's talk a little briefly divisions or branches of Phalita Jyotisha, we call. The first one is Jataka, which is predictive astrology, natal astrology. The second is called Gola, which is astronomy. Third is Prashna, which is a horary astrology. Nimitta, omens and their interpretations. Muhurta is electional astrology, selecting an auspicious time. And the last one is called Ganita, this is astronomical calculations. So these are the six branches we have talking about this. Now going back to the astrology foundations, Sage Parashar wrote and taught this in great detail. Also, other sages like Jaimini, Agastya, Varahamira, all continued the knowledge distribution to those disciples. In the 21st century, we have Dr. B.V. Raman and spread the knowledge. It was in English, and also a lot of people have wrote many books on Tamil, Telugu, Hindi, Marathi, other languages. So the knowledge is actually spreading right now instead of keeping in one place. So now I learned this Parashara, Jaimini Varahamira Vedic astrology, but learning and practicing various methods, one will get different perspectives of the same fact of a particular chart. So that's why applying these knowledge to the rightful deeds is most important for the humankind. And we wanted to make sure that, you know, we're learning the right principles, applying them in the right, correct way, and try it and assisting the people who are in need for the Jyotish. That is all I want to say today. And if you got any questions, please do ask. More than happy to answer those questions. Om Gurave Namaha. Om Gurave Namaha. Om Gurave Namaha.